And then, of course, I bear down mostly on marijuana because that's the puberty rite of the day. And I really give them a lecture on marijuana. And you see, the big problem with marijuana is that, and you should know this,
2 weeks ago in California, what did you say about it? Well, we're having commission before whatever it says, I am against legalizing.
Absolutely.
I said, no, as far as cannabis are concerned, that's something else. They should, of course, be reformed. But we are against legalizing, period. But I think you've got to draw the line on the damn thing, because
that's right.
That may say, well, it's the same as the booze. Well, maybe booze is bad. But the point is that you can, maybe booze can lead to marijuana, can lead to speed, to, or you know, LSD, can lead to heroin, and so forth. But basically, I mean, I know another way to look at it is this, if I may say so, with regard to, if you get to a little more sophisticated audience who really care about fashion, you know, a few of the other things, history has ever been destroyed by alcohol. An awful lot of nations have been destroyed by drugs.
That's right.
Now, this is no advocacy for alcoholics. Good God, it's a horrible problem.
Terrible.
And you and I had many mutual friends, and we can be in there with the grace of God, all of us, you know. But believe me, it is true. The thing about the drug, once people cross that line from the Brinkley Straight Society to the Drug Society, it's a very great possibility they're going to go further. It's not
true.
I don't know, I can't tell me about it. But
there's a great difference between alcohol and marijuana.
What is it?
The worst that you can have when you're in with other alcoholics is more to drink, so you'll throw up more and get sicker and be drunker.
And that also is a great, great restraint.
But when you are with druggers, you can go from marijuana, I say heroin. If you're with a guy who suggests you have three more drinks than you should have, you're just going to get sicker. But if you're with a guy who you're already high and he suggests you try this instead of this, you can go much further. Now let me tell you one thing about marijuana you should know. With all of things, the word marijuana should never be used until you say, what kind of marijuana?
Oh.
There is every grade. Now they say legalized marijuana is bad.
Yeah.
What marijuana is bad? The mild stuff we grow in Wisconsin, or the stuff in Morocco? The twigs or the leaves, or the rosin? The kind of person who uses it? Is he psychotically sound or unsound? Is he mad? All these things make a difference. So when you say marijuana, you're saying from 1 to 20. And you can never say marijuana. You've got to say marijuana. Acapulco or marijuana from Mexico or marijuana from Illinois. Three different things. And what kind of person is taking it? What kind of people is he with? I think that marijuana
can help people with.
Yes. There's a man named Dr. Harvey Towles. Dr. Towles is the chief clinical psychiatrist at the University of California. 5 years ago, they asked him for the paper what he thought of marijuana. He said, it's a light hallucinogen, probably doesn't cause any harm to anybody. This was played up, and he was worried because it was so played up. He spent 5 years studying. About 2 months ago, he released his newest story, and it can all be put in 5 words. Pot smokers can't think straight. Pot smokers can't think straight. If you are a regular head and use it regularly, you are not using your priorities correctly. You are not judging what is most important. You have a kind of a will-less way of thinking. And he described it, and he studied things. As when I was walking along a meadow that had the same appearance, but some parts were boggy and quicksandy and some were firm, and that's the kind of thinking that pot smokers have. And when people like that say these things, you can't tell me that this guy Brown from your NIMH, who was quoted this morning as saying that marijuana is really nothing and rats should be given the same penalty as a parking ticket. Good night.
Did you see the statement by Brown of the National Institute of Mental Health this morning? He should be out. I mean, today, if he's a presidential appointee by many, he would fire the son of a bitch, and I mean today, get the
son of a bitch out of here. Well, whether he's probably just a servant, but he's going to be out. Good. That's a terrible thing for a guy in that position to say. A parking ticket would be the equivalent, or at least if he was quoted as saying. Because it's insidious. It can be harmless and nothing, and it can be terrible.
I know. Well, you know, I suppose they could say that alcoholics don't think straight too, can't they?
Yes, surely. But another big difference between marijuana and alcohol is that when people smoke marijuana, they smoke it to get high. In every case, when most people drink, they drink to be sociable. You don't see people.
That's right.
They sit down with a marijuana cigarette to get high.
A person does not drink to get drunk.
That's right.
A person drinks to have fun.
That's it. You smoke marijuana. To get high.
You want to get a charge.
Right now,
sir. You want to get a charge, float, and this and that and the other thing.